Dear friends, you may or may not be familiar with the 1950s media star, Bishop Fulton Sheen. Many of you probably already are. Bishop Fulton Sheen in the 50s was on primetime television, and he came on at 7 or 8 p.m., and he taught the Catholic faith. He was watched by thousands of people, by Catholics and Protestants alike. I know that some of my non-Catholic family members, they even tuned in to watch him teach. Bishop Sheen lived a holy life. He wrote many books. He was an inspiration to many Americans. Bishop Sheen died in 1979 and now is on the way to become a canonized saint. But about 2 months before his death, Bishop Sheen gave an interview on national television. And he was asked, "Bishop Sheen, you have inspired millions of people all over the world." And they asked him, "Who inspired you?" His response is very interesting. He said it was not a pope. It wasn't a cardinal or a bishop, anyone like that. He said, "Who inspired me the most was a little Chinese girl of 11 years old." He went on to explain that when the communists had came into power in China, they imprisoned a priest in his rectory that was attached to the church. They locked him up in his rectory and put him under house arrest. And as he looked out from his rectory window, there was a little window inside into the church. He was horrified to see the communists go into the church, and they walked up into the sanctuary, and they broke into the tabernacle. And in an act of hatred towards God, they took the ciborium, the vessel containing the Holy Eucharist, and they threw it on the floor with all the sacred hosts spilling out. There were 32 hosts. But when the communists left, they were unaware that in the very back of the church, that there was a young girl praying in the back pew who saw everything happen. That night, the little girl came back and she slipped past the guard at the priest's house and she went inside the church. And when she went inside the church, she came up into the sanctuary, she knelt down, and she made a holy hour of prayer. She made an act of adoration and love to make up for that act of hatred and sacrilege. After that hour, she came up into the sanctuary and she knelt down and she got on her hands and knees, and bending over with her tongue, she received Jesus in Holy Communion from the floor. It was always the practice to receive Holy Communion on the tongue. Each night that little girl came back to the church and she made a holy hour of adoration. She prayed to Jesus in the Eucharist that was spilled out on the floor of the sanctuary. And she came up night after night into the sanctuary and received Jesus on her tongue from the floor. 32 times. On the 32nd night, just after she received Holy Communion, she accidentally made a noise on her way out, which woke the guard. He ran after her and caught her, and the little girl died the death of a martyr. The priest from his rectory window witnessed this heroic act of martyrdom from his bedroom window. When Bishop Sheen first heard this story, he promised God that he would make a holy hour of adoration every day of his life. If this little child could be such a witness to the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, then he felt that he had the duty to do the same. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the reason that I bring up this story and Bishop Sheen's example is because we have such an awesome opportunity each week to be with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. We are so privileged in our parish to have Eucharistic adoration 5 days a week, both day and night. And actually, some say that, I haven't heard the statistics, but some say that in the Diocese of Wichita that we have the most adoration chapels with night and day adoration per square mile than any other diocese. I'm not sure if that's true, but if it's not, it ought to be. Each week we have Eucharistic adoration for 106 hours in our parish. 106 hours. The reason I bring that number up is because 70 of those hours have just one adorer. But the church desires that we have two adorers at all times when we have adoration. And so I would ask that if you do not have a holy hour, that you may consider it. In our family, there are 450 families in our parish. 450 families, which calculates to 1,014 individual Catholics. And so we can definitely do this. We need 70 more so that we can have two adorers per hour. And so if you do not have an hour of adoration a week, I humbly ask, would you consider it? To spend an hour a week in prayer, especially in the silence and the solitude of the night, could be one of the best decisions that you make for your spiritual life. Mother Teresa often said that the best moments we spend on earth, the best moments, are those moments that we spend with Jesus in the Eucharist. This is who we are as Catholics. We are people who fall down and adore the Lord. As St. Paul says in that beautiful passage in today's second reading from the book of from the letter to the Philippians, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We are a people who bend our knee in adoration and confess with our tongue, Jesus Christ is Lord. This is what makes us a strong and a vibrant parish. It is adoring the Lord. It's who we are. It's what makes us a church. It's what makes us a parish. Adoring the Lord, placing everything before him. St. John Paul II used to tell people, he used to say that Jesus waits for you. And he waits for you personally. He wants for us to come to him and place everything before his feet, our joys and our sorrows, and to really develop a friendship with him in prayer. He waits for us. Will you possibly consider spending 1 hour a week with him, loving the Lord and allowing him to love you in return? Amen.